Order, order.
Parliament resumed with question time and the opposition keen to exploit a split between the two government support parties over Māori representation on the New Auckland Super City Council. Opposition questions for Prime Minister John Key opened with this one from their leader, Phil Goff.
Why did he engage in the sham of having a House Select Committee go around Marae in Auckland consulting on the issue of Māori seats on the proposed Auckland Council, if indeed he intended to make a decision before that select committee had deliberated or reported back to this House?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, because it wasn't a sham.
If not a sham, Mr Goff claimed it was at odds with what the Prime Minister had promised.
How is the rejection of Māori seats compatible with his statement, and I quote, "The government is not so arrogant that it won't listen to the submissions that are made before and during the select committee process," end quote, given that 60% of the submissions on this issue were in favour of Māori seats as against only 20% against?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, we listen to submissions. That doesn't mean we have to agree with them.
But Mr Goff then wanted to know why the Prime Minister preferred the stance of one of his support parties over the other.
Was the threat of the ACT Party leader to throw his toys out of the cot and resign his position on the question of the Māori seats the reason why he chose to prefer that view and ignore the view of the Māori Party on this issue? If not, what was the reason?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
No, Mr Speaker, it was a factor, but as I said yesterday, not the dominant factor.
Mr Goff also had this question for the Prime Minister.
Will national members of Parliament with strong views on this issue, who oppose the Cabinet's decision, be given the opportunity to cast an individual vote on this issue in the legislation, as indeed Georgina Te Huhu did in 2001 on the Bay of Plenty Regional Council Māori Constituency Empowering Bill?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, because it's a government bill.
The opposition then turned its attention to the Minister of Māori Affairs and Māori Party co-leader Peter Sharples, who faced this question from his Labour predecessor, Parakura Horomia.
Mr Speaker, will the Minister of Māori Affairs be calling for a personal vote on this very important matter to this nation?
The Honourable Dr. Speaker, Peter Sharples.
Yes, I'll be calling for a conscience vote. Thank you.
Questioning of Peter Sharples bogged down an argument lasting nearly half an hour over the extent of his ministerial responsibilities and the line between his role as co-leader of the Māori Party. It's not the first time the Speaker's had to address this issue.
What I might say to the House is this is an area that clearly is difficult, and the issue of a minister saying, I have no responsibility for this matter, in my view, is not good enough when questions are lodged earlier in the morning. And if a minister does not have ministerial responsibility, the question should be transferred to the minister that does have ministerial responsibility, because some minister has ministerial responsibility for every issue that is an issue of the relating to the administration of the government and government policy.
The problem created by having a Māori Affairs Minister outside the Cabinet was summed up by Labour's Shadow Leader of the House, Darren Hughes.
So in April 2009, in question time, Dr Sharples said that as the Minister of Māori Affairs, I have an interest in all affairs that affect Māori and I have a responsibility to reflect their views.
Labour's application for a snap debate on the government's decision on Māori representation in Auckland local government was rejected by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, who said the issue would be coming up for debate in the near future.
The Local Government Auckland Council Bill is required to be reported back to the House by 4 September 2009. The consideration of this legislation will provide the opportunity to debate the issue of Māori representation on the new Auckland Council.
The Speaker also declined a request from ACLIST MP John Boscawen for an urgent debate on the government's response to the anti-smacking referendum.
The setting up of a review rarely justifies an urgent debate. When a review is reported, there may be exceptional circumstances that will justify a debate, but even then it is not always the case, and members might care to look at Speaker's Ruling 177/1. In these circumstances, I do not believe that the business of the House ought to be set aside today. The application is therefore declined.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.